Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 283 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia and theme parks, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland, Universal Studios Japan, and many other theme parks. And we're coming to you directly from Japan. You can find us on our website at tdrexplorer.com, all over social media under at tdrexplorer, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Wherever you are, we're probably there. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer, and I am the one that is not enjoying some of the food at the 40th. I wanted to say something different for once. And joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
Hi, guys. I'm Trish. I'm a city guide. You can find me at the tourism office on various Fridays. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dream Suites Love. And I am the one enjoying seeing the Dream Cruiser come out for the first time. It was so fun. And they had it come out, debut at our city festival. And everybody came out to see it. All the kids were decked out in their Disney finery. And our city is so weird because for these kids, it's like so normal. They grew up with the parks next door. So it's pretty wild. It was a really fun atmosphere. And there was way too many people. But it was really fun at the end of the day.
That sounds fun. I was going to go, but I just didn't end up going to that.
There was a ton of people.
I saw, yeah.
This little kid told me the saddest story. So he's a junior high kid, right? And I'm like, hey, did you go to the festival? And he's like, I went and my friend went. And he said his friend waited in line for cotton candy for 2 hours.
Yeah, no.
And when he got to the front of the line, the cotton candy was
gone. Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's so sad.
That is pretty, yeah, that's sad.
But actually, that's a good reminder for like people that are coming to Japan now. It's going to be festival season. And Kanda Matsuri is going to happen for the first time since COVID. And a lot of these festivals are happening for the first time since the pandemic started. So there is things like Kanda Matsuri already were like some of the most crowded festivals in Japan. But because they haven't been doing it in such a long time, even more people than usual plan to go because they couldn't do it for so many years. So if you are here during festival season and you're thinking of checking out festivals, just watch out. It is going to be way more crowded than usual just because we haven't been able to do any of these big festival gatherings in so long. So maybe something to be aware of.
Yeah, I think just for everything in this country for the next probably the rest of the year, things are just going to be busier than normal, I think. Those of us that live here, the locals, pent up demand, right? Like we want to go and do all these things now. And then plus all the inbound tourism and stuff, it's just going to be busy for the rest of the year. And it's probably going to trickle into next year as well. Do everything early. Yeah, that's like the best advice I can give.
Yeah, or just be aware and be ready for like a lot of people.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
It is kind of exciting because we just haven't had the chance to have these festivals. So the atmosphere is very, very lively.
It is nice. Speaking of the, was it called the Dream Cruiser?
Yeah, Dream Cruiser 2.
What I saw, I think about maybe 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. right outside the Tokyo Disneyland Hotel. So, you know, behind the Disneyland Hotel or in front of it, however you want to say it. You know, there's that road. I was riding my bike and guess what cruiser went by or what bus went by?
Hey!
The Duffy bus.
The Dream Cruiser.
No, the Duffy bus.
Oh, the Duffy bus.
The Duffy bus went by and I didn't see it until it like went by me. And when I stopped and I was trying to fumble to get my phone, I'm like, oh my goodness, I need a video of this. Oh my goodness, you never see this. And then by the time I was able to do it, it was long gone. I was like, ah, I wonder what they were doing with it, that Duffy bus.
Maybe it was also getting ready to go on the, I wonder if they're, no, but it didn't come to ours. So I don't know, but maybe they're bringing it to the other places like as promotion or something.
Well, because I know they were just down in Wakayama. Is it Wakayama? Yeah, they're definitely promoting the 40th, which we're talking about today. Maybe they were just moving the Duffy bus. I don't know.
It could have been like a Golden Week because a lot of things for Golden Week, they have like really limited stuff. I don't know. It's like stuff that's exciting maybe for people that live here, but maybe people listening are not so interested. But like, for example, like at Yaesu, do you know Shirokuma shaved ice?
Yes.
So they had the real Shirokuma shaved ice from Kagoshima.
Okay.
For just Golden Week. So you don't have to go to like the Kagoshima store. You could actually have, they actually came over from Kagoshima to make it here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for people that live here, it's cool. Basically, for people that don't know, Shirokuma shaved ice is shaved ice with lots of condensed milk and tons of fruit. And it looks like a bear. It's like really cute. It's like a polar bear. Shirokuma means polar bear. Another thing that they had was, of course, like the Mario movie is out. So they had like the big pipe out in Ikebukuro. And another thing that they were doing, which is like maybe not interesting to people that don't live here, but Japanese tourists love Hawaii. And they had at Daimaru, just for Golden Week, the Honolulu cookies, which usually you cannot buy in Japan. So there was like, we were like very, very excited for that. And things like concerts and things like the cruiser going around Japan, things like that, that local people really, really get excited for. So kind of like to celebrate this long holiday that we get.
Yeah, that's nice. It's nice to see things back to normal. I just stayed home, I'll be honest, for Golden Week.
Yeah, we didn't go outside the city, no, for sure, because like I said, a lot more people were traveling. And, you know, you could see on the news, it was like insanity town.
I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
The Toho Cinemas. I wanted to see it in IMAX. I went to Hibiya, went with a friend. And after she left, I was like, oh, I'm just going to pop down to Character Street at Tokyo Station because, you know, I need to go to Tokyo Station. That was a mistake. Oh, it was like shoulder to shoulder people. It was just,
oh no.
I went down there. I'm like, yeah, I knew this was a bad idea. And I just left. I'm like, well, actually, no, I didn't leave right away. I wanted to see where the new Kirby Cafe Petite was.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that.
It was all Sadiken, the time tickets that you had to.
Oh, yeah.
It was all gone. That's
gone in the morning.
All gone. Which I wasn't planning on getting anything anyway because I knew they were probably doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw where it was. It's kind of near where the Pokemon store is, I guess. Like on the left side.
It's directly next to the Mofusan store.
Not that that helps people, but yeah.
Mofusan is becoming popular overseas. I had some friends from Germany who I had no idea were into it, talking about Mofusan, and I'm hearing about it in foreign podcasts. So I think people are starting to know about it more and more.
Well, I just meant from like a landmark point of view. Like it's hard to describe Character Street, like where things are.
It's a long street. Yeah, you keep walking and you'll find
it. Yeah, you'll eventually find it. There's two sides. You'll find it eventually. Don't worry about it. We have some like news updates for the parks. Because like it just happened yesterday. Well, yesterday and in the past few weeks as well. As of May 8th, the Japanese government has changed the classification of COVID down to that of the flu. That means restrictions are left up to individuals and businesses. So that means a lot of changes are happening everywhere. Well, I guess like for me, the first thing I noticed was at one of the stores nearby where I live, the plastic barriers were gone from where the cashiers are, which was just like a weird sight for me because I moved to where I am right at the start of the pandemic. So that store to me always had those. So like seeing them for the last 3 years, I'm just like so used to it, right? So when I went into the store, I was like, oh, wow. The front of the store is very big without those barriers. It's very strange. But for like Tokyo Disney, probably the biggest thing is hugs. We can hug the characters now.
Yeah, there's so many cute videos online right now. There's like one in particular about a little girl and she was going to Chef Mickey's and she went so many times and she would run up to the barrier and she knew to stop at the barrier, but the cast members would get nervous. They try to stop her. They're like, she's like, stop. And then at the end of the video, she finally gets to give Mickey a hug, which is like very, very funny. It's really cute.
How many times did they go?
So many times. I was like, oh my God, this is why no one can get a reservation.
It's still hard to get a reservation like for that.
She went so many times. She definitely went over like, I want to say over 15 times. Like I stopped counting at a certain point. I'm like, oh my God. But she was super, super cute. She must like love Mickey.
Based off of what I saw online, this also means autographs are back as well. Someone online said it was. I couldn't find video of it to confirm, and Tokyo Disney isn't really going to say per se, but one can assume that autographs are back if hugs are back. And the distance barriers are gone, so that's cool. What else has changed lately? Oh, the dinner shows are coming back, which is nice to see. But that's not until the fall, I think, like September 1st or something.
Oh.
For the Golden Horseshoe and the Rainbow Luau, the Polynesian Terrace. So those have been gone since the pandemic. Those are coming back. They're going to be a little different, it looks like. The shows are, I think the one at the Horseshoe is going to be different than what it was previous, but the two shows at the Polynesian are going to be the same, it looks like. They didn't really give us too many details, but yeah, it's coming later this year. Is that it for like the big news?
The Duffy?
Oh yeah, the Duffy Show. I knew I was forgetting something. The Duffy Show. But you know, if I looked at my notes, I would know this. The Duffy, well, it's a paid Duffy show now, is coming to Cape Cod. Because before, my friend Duffy, was it called my, yeah, it was my friend Duffy at Cape Cod was Duffy. The free show. I put free in quotations because you had to buy something to, like a food item to watch the show. It was like a continuous show most of the day. And it was like, what, it was two acts, right? Like, Minnie plays God.
Yes, she brings life.
She brings life. And then I think before it closed, I think it was Gelatoni was the focus, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I just like the part where they're like, Duffy, D-U-F-F-Y. And I'm like, this is a great drinking song. You buy a beer, you go inside, and you get to chant the Duffy song.
Duffy.
And then go about your day.
Bokuwa Duffy.
It's a wild, it's like a very simple show, but like, it's just like wild.
It's a fever dream. You that know? Show is a fever dream.
Pretty much.
Chatty May, Duffy. It's just a lot of that.
That had to be a mistake. Like in the script, and they just keep like repeating their names. Yeah.
It's like,
total fever dream.
It's like, okay. Anyway, that show is not coming back. It is now a different show and it's debuting in the summer in July. It's going to be a paid show though. But it comes with a meal. So it's like a lunch show, I guess. It's only running four times a day. And it's like a 20-minute show, but it's going to have all the Duffy friends, all 28 of them.
That's way too many stuffed animals on a stage.
There's seven of them now. When will it end?
Oh my gosh. No, and then add Mickey and Minnie or whoever else. Maybe they're not in the show. I don't know. That's a lot of characters.
They need to do something with Tippy Blue. Justice for
He's
Tippy
Blue.
He's
gone now. They can't afford Tippy Blue now because they got too many characters on the
Justice
stage.
For Tippy Blue. Come on. He just kind of got like shafted. He was in the show. He was in the Duffy show before.
He was.
He was like integral to the show.
Now he'll probably show up at like a Funderful events if they start doing those again.
Maybe he will be in this show because he was kind of like the narrator. A little bit.
He's a puppet, so right? Like he's like a puppet, so they can have him in the show. They don't need to hire like.
So maybe they can keep him in. I hope they keep him in the show because it's nice. Like because that's very unique to us here.
What is the story going to be here? Like to get all these people on the same stage because they all have their unique stories. Are they just having like a Duffy friends party? I'm curious, but I'm not curious enough to go. So I'm going to wait until it comes out on YouTube.
I will go. I'm curious. I will go. Well, after coming back from Hong Kong, which we haven't talked about that yet, have we?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to do this episode. I mean, next episode, we'll talk about Hong Kong. Basically, Duffy and friends have taken over Hong Kong Disneyland, and I loved it. I loved it. It was great. Anyway, that's like, I guess, some of the big changes that happened. Same thing, I guess, for Universal with character greetings. Hugs and all that. That's all back. Yay.
Oh, okay, cool.
But we need to talk about the 40th anniversary at Tokyo Disney because that started.
Yeah.
It started on April 15th and it's going until March 31st, 2024. So same duration as every other anniversary. It happens for just under a year. And the reason for, because I know people always seem to ask this, why does it end on March 31st? That's because April 1st is the start of the new fiscal year. In Japan for businesses. So I guess it just makes sense to stop it there, then move on to the next thing. So there is a brand new parade every 5 years, like clockwork at Disneyland. We get a new daytime parade, and the new one is called Disney Harmony in Color. Then we have merchandise, of course, and food, decorations, or lack thereof this time around, and other entertainment. again, kind of lack thereof, but the new Disney Harmony and Color Parade. I'm torn with this parade. It's not that it's bad. It's far from it. For me, it just didn't feel as whimsical as Dreaming Up or Happiness Is Here. I guess I kind of went in hoping for that, and that's not what I got. The music is very poppy in this one, which sounds like it could be in the U.S. parks, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just my preference is, you know, the dreamy type of music, and that's not what we got. So I think it has to grow on me. But like out of the gate, I'm like, oh, it's okay. It's fine. But the floats are gorgeous, like very colorful. I really like that. And what I do like is that the main characters, like Mickey and Minnie and friends, all kind of take a back seat a little bit and let these other characters have the limelight for a little bit. Because, you know, usually in these parades, like Mickey and Minnie and them are usually front and center. In this one, they're not. They're all on just one float together, a gorgeous float. But they let these other characters, mostly Pixar characters, shine through, which I think was kind of nice.
Yeah, it's a really interesting parade. So I think it's pretty much on the same level as the last one. Because the last one I also felt wasn't designed for our parks. And I wonder if this is why they cut the last one kind of like short. I mean, it was the 5-year limit, but I wonder if they sell these floats to the other parks once they're done with them. Because there was a point where they started making the floats smaller and smaller because the other parade routes in the other Disneys have a smaller parade street. It's not as wide as ours. So I wonder if that's why they started doing the different float sizes. Because they used to have really massive floats here.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
I wonder if that's why. So I've kind of gotten used to that style of float. It's kind of interesting because the first time I saw the parade, I was looking for it on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, I started playing it. And I'm like, this is the one. And I'm like, oh, no, I made a mistake. This is the California parade. And then I went, I checked, and I'm like, no, it is our parade. So it really has a California vibe,
yeah,
which I think is kind of cool because that's the original, right? So I think, I wonder if that was intentional or not, but I thought that was kind of interesting. And the music, I like the music. So I thought it feels very poppy and fun. They haven't done orchestral music at our parks for a long, long time. So I'm kind of used to them doing more different styles of music. The only thing I'm super glad is that it's not a Disney music remix, which is something I do not like. So I'm really glad that they went with an original soundtrack.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the music. I like it. I think it's more upbeat than the last parade. What I have to get used to is that there's so many walking bass characters, which is something that we're not used to. But that's how the California parades are, right? So I wonder if they were going for like a California type vibe. Because usually in our parks, our face characters would be on a float, right? They would have a dedicated float
a little higher,
for that character. So I thought that was a really different, like that's the first time that they've done something like that for our parade. So I thought that's a really big change. So like for me, that's what I have to get used to. I kind of like the Merida section, I think is really, really cool. It's very different for us, for our parks. So I like that it's a throwback to California. I think that's a really cool thing. The choice of characters is kind of interesting. And I also wonder if they pay different amounts to use different characters is another thing that I'm really curious about. I wonder if anybody knows.
There's an up float, which is a first. That was like an interesting choice.
Because these are not movies that were popular here.
No. Like Zootopia made sense. Zootopia is very popular.
Yeah.
Then we had my favorite Disney princess, Pocahontas, which seemed kind of out of nowhere.
But she's been in Jubilation, so yeah. She's been in our parade.
But she's
before.
Not like the one that a lot of people think of, I guess.
She had a massive float in Jubilation, yeah. Which is really
that
cool.
Was also 15 years ago. I mean, like recently, you know, it's not something you really think of. You think of like Anna and Elsa, or the really classic princesses, Cinderella, Snow White. But I'm not going to complain because I love Pocahontas, so like. It's great. I love seeing that. I did like the Rapunzel float. I thought that was really cute. I like the how she swings around with her hair.
It looks so fun.
That's fun. I think that was nice.
I want to do it. I want them to build like a temporary attraction where you just get to try it, you know? I love the Moana. I think that was really fun too.
The Moana one was good. Yeah, I like that. The Coco float as well.
Mm-hmm. That's really fun. I wish they had Encanto though.
Did Encanto do well here?
Why don't we get Encanto? Coco didn't do well here either. So we can get Coco, we can get Encanto, right?
I think because they already shoehorned it into Disney Sea. Like, well, let's do it at Disneyland.
And Japanese guests really like Latin American music. So I feel like Encanto would be a great fit. So I wonder why we didn't get that.
Probably the real answer is the stuff would have been designed years ago. And Encanto just came out, what, last year? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We know like this kind of stuff is done years and years in advance. So probably too late by that point to even consider it. That's just a guess. I honestly don't know. The parade is good. Like, it's not a bad parade.
It's on the same level as the last parade we had.
I disagree. But I feel like kind of what you said before, it feels like it could have been in California, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just like it feels like it could have been kind of put in a different park and it wouldn't feel out of place, which, okay, fine.
The thing that I really like that's like so dumb, I love the hardware on Mickey's hat, the spinning star.
It looks like it's going to topple over. It stresses me out.
It starts really spinning and I'm like, oh my God. I did not expect the hardware to move on the costume. So I thought that was really kind of a fun design point.
Are you talking about that video that came out a few days ago? Because it was really windy these past few days. Did you see that video?
I didn't see that video.
There's a video of that. And like, you just see it going to town. Because it's so windy outside.
I'm super into it. I love it.
Yeah, I think if you like search for like Tsuyoi Kaze or something, or like strong wind, it was on Twitter. It was hilarious.
Oh my God.
Yeah, anyway, the parade, it's good. I think I just need to listen to the music more for me. Like for me, the music's usually the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. And I just need to watch a little bit more.
I saw some Japanese Twitter users comparing it to like K-pop style.
Yeah, it's poppy. It's a very energetic parade. Although I wish they didn't use the word Disney in it, in the name of the parade, like Disney Harmony in Color. Could just call it Harmony in Color, but what do I know? I almost tried to say the acronym.
What's the acronym? Wait.
DHIC. I was going to say it out loud. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to stop myself from saying merchandise. We want to merchandise.
Merchandise is cute.
They always do a good job with the merchandise. Like, I have no notes for the merchandise. There's a ton of it.
Is there anything that you in particular want to buy?
I already bought it. And they're sold out, apparently. So I'm glad I bought them. The keychain that, and then you buy the little flag, like the different colored flag that clips on it. I bought that because I thought that was really cute. The flags work well on the merchandise, but not the decorations. They look a little sad. Carnival-y.
They look super sad. Yeah, the decorations are a big miss. Like what little decorations we have. We were talking the other day, you were mentioning how like the banner at DisneySea doesn't even like fit like where they put
that
it.
That bothers me.
It looks so weird. It looks so bad. I'm like, I don't like it.
So typically, for those that don't know, when there's like banners at the archway into DisneySea, it's an archway. The decorations on there that are usually like the banner or whatever that's put up there is cut. So it fits the nice curve of the arch, right? Mm-hmm. Not the 40th anniversary banner. It's literally a rectangle and it cuts off part of that. And I'm just like, those are the little details we notice, right? Like,
well, those are like Disney details, right? That's what Disney is supposed to be, right? So it's like, it just looks so careless.
Yeah, I did not like that. The decorations on the castle, what is there up close is really pretty. It's just, I wish there was more.
I feel like it's also somewhat mismatching the decorations that they have. They decorated the castle, okay? They put something up there.
Yeah, that's fair. We got something.
I'm not like super into it, but at least there's decorations, which is, I guess, a plus, which is good.
What I did like, though, like if you get up close to the banners on the turrets, they have like the little drawings. They're really faint for whatever reason in the design, but you can see the different icons in both parks, which is really pretty. Mount Prometheus is in there and like other major attractions and stuff, but you really have to look. Like, it's not easy to see.
It's like a design flaw, right? Because they designed what I feel like is that's the look that they kind of like made as the look. You can put it on merch, you can put it on cups, you can put it on everything. But when you design for something big, you have to design something that people see from far away and from up close, and it looks good both ways, right?
Yeah, looks good up close, from afar, not so much. It looks a little funny. Merchandise, yeah, there's tons of it. There's going to be even more. They just announced today, I think it's next month, there's more merchandise coming out that's like hits on the nostalgia factor. So there's a lot of like throwbacks to older designs. There's a patch that I kind of want to buy that says Tokyo Disneyland opening spring 1983.
Oh my God.
I love that. I'm like, oh, I wasn't even born then.
I want the washi tape.
Oh, yeah.
When that comes out next month.
That stuff is cute. And there's a Gachapon, and one of the little Gachapon is the statue of Storm Rider. Storm Rider. Rest in peace, Storm Rider.
Such a good attraction.
Rest in peace. So a lot of merchandise. They always do a really good job with the merchandise.
Because they make money off the merchandise.
They do, yeah. They really do. Food? I haven't had the chance to try all of it because there's a lot. There's always a lot. I've only really done the food at Disneyland. I still need to do Disney Sea and also the hotels. What I did try, I liked a lot of it. Not all of it. It's food. Everyone has a different opinion. There were some standouts and there were some kind of like, oh, not having this again. Like the moose desserts. The moose desserts are just a moose.
But they've always been there. Yeah. That's like something that hasn't changed always there, ever. Because people like moose and it's people buy the cups. That's why they sell it, right?
It's cheap for them to make and they can sell the souvenir cups. I get it. They're not. And
people
great.
Like it. It's like an inoffensive dessert.
They did have a puff pastry that was brioche with like cream inside of it, and it was delicious. It felt like I could have bought this at a fancy bakery, kind of delicious. It was much better than I thought it was going to be.
Good.
It kind of gave me like beignet vibes because there was so much powdered sugar on it.
Uh-huh.
So when I ate it, it's like the powdered sugar went everywhere. It gave me like the feeling of being at Disneyland in California with, you know, powdered sugar going everywhere because of the beignets. I really like that. A lot of people seem to really love the creme brulee churro. I did not. I would say,
but you don't like the Disneyland churros.
No, I do not. Absolutely not. You try it whenever you get to try it. Please report back.
I'll probably go later in the year. I'll probably go around late summer, autumn. Although I do want the washi tape, so I might go sooner than that.
I want to hear your thoughts on that. I did not care for it.
It's a churro. Like, I feel like the churros don't change that much.
It had creme brulee like sauce in the middle of it.
Okay, that's something different. I like, Chris is like, your taste is bad. I like the pumpkin churro for Halloween.
I remember it was not bad.
I like that one.
It was one of the better ones, I think. Yeah, if I remember.
And I like the regular, the cinnamon sugar. The one I wanted to try and I kept forgetting to try it was the kinako.
I do like kinako, though.
I freaking love kinako. I mean, I should just get kinako on like mochi, you know. Like,
oh, I love that. Oh, love it. That's
probably the way to go, you know.
So good.
But I do want to try it on a churro. So what else? Because like I was looking at the website planning. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. I don't know what season I'm going, but I'm going to go. And I didn't see anything that stood out in terms of food that was really interesting. Or what did you like out of what you tried? So you didn't like the churro.
Let's just get the things I didn't like out of the way. They have a bunch of drinks, like different like sparkling drinks all over both parks. And they're all different.
Because kids love it. Like the teens love it, right?
Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you. I think I mentioned this many times on this podcast. I'm a big texture person. So if the texture is off, doesn't matter how good it tastes, I'm not going to like it. And what they did with the mango one in particular, which is at the Pan Galactic, there was too many textures going on that it just turned me off completely.
Oh, have they been doing that lately?
It was a mango and passion fruit. Like,
everywhere.
Mango and passion fruit, which on paper sounds delicious. I love mango. I love passion fruit. Is passion fruit or dragon fruit? One of the two. And it's always mixed with, it's usually Sprite that they mix it with, right? And it sounded delicious. So I went and I got it. There was just so much going on. I didn't know what was going on. There was seeds in it, plus pulp, like pulp from, does mango have pulp? Does passion fruit have pulp?
Mango has flesh.
I don't know. There was pulp in it. Like there was that, and then also like the ice on top of that, like the crushed ice in it.
Maybe there was also some citrus or something.
Yeah, there was something else in it. And there was just too many textures going on, and I didn't like that. I could have forgave the pulp, but the seeds were like, my drink is extra crunchy now. Like, I don't want a crunchy drink.
You and I are getting too old. The teens love this stuff, okay?
No.
The teenagers.
No.
No, but I get what you mean, because there's been a lot, like, and it's not just at Disneyland. It's, like, all over the place, like USJ too, and like at various like young people areas. I feel like the drinks are they have a lot going on.
Yeah. No,
but it seems very popular. Yeah. It's not for me. I don't like soda so much, like soda pop.
Yeah.
It
was very sweet. There was another one I did try, and it was the elderflower drink.
I like elderflower.
That was good. It did have like petals and stuff in it, but I forgave it. Yeah. It was fine.
I want the petals.
It was nice.
It's pretty.
That one I would have again. Not the mango one.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I went to Grandma Sarah's. Grandma Sarah's had she always has the omelet rice. Grandma Sarah knows how to make some good omelet rice. It was an omelet rice with like red pepper tomato sauce, which was really nice.
Cool.
On top of like rice with bechamel, like the white sauce. Very good comfort food. It always is. It didn't look pretty because it's hard to make tomato sauce on top of rice with a hamburger with cheese and stuff.
That's a lot. It's kind of busy. Yeah.
It was busy, but it was delicious. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And it came with a carrot cake, which I'm a big fan of carrot cake. That was good. I really enjoyed that. And the other one was the Captain Hook's pizza. The special pizza at Captain Hook's Galley. It was a tandoori chicken.
That's yummy.
I love tandoori chicken. So that was very nice. And a lot of cheese. And one thing that they did that was really cool, that I thought was, so, you know, a normal person eats a slice of pizza, eating the one end first, right? Not the crust, but the opposite end, right? So what they did with that was the first bite is just a whole bunch of cream cheese.
I don't like cream cheese.
You don't?
Not like on pizza. I like it sometimes. Like, it depends how it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like it warm.
Oh, the pizza. Well, by the time I had the pizza, it was not warm.
Unless it's like in a pastry, then it's fine. But I don't know.
I loved it. I thought it was good. I just liked having like that first bite of cream cheese. I thought that was really lovely.
Yeah. No, I get it. Because like a lot of people do love cream cheese. Yeah. It's just like I'm a weird person.
Well, fair enough.
I'm a monster. I eat my pizza with a fork and knife. So don't listen to me.
Noted. What else did I have? A lot of sweets, I guess. The churro. There's some stuff I want to try at DisneySea. I haven't done that yet. And I also want to go to the hotels as well and try some of the stuff there. The food is the food, right?
It just seems like so, I don't know, like normal. Like for the anniversary, I want something really fantastical and Instagrammable and like I want it to look cute. It doesn't have to even be flavor-wise super fantastic, but I just want it to look really cute and fun.
Yeah. The other thing I had was at Ice Cream Cones. They have a cheese cream soft serve sundae. So the whole thing is cheese cream.
That's pretty good though.
That was good. That was really good.
They had a few years ago. You know the Kitty, the company?
Yeah.
Like the cream cheese company? They had like a cream cheese ice cream bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had that. It was.
Do you remember that?
My God, it was so good. So good. Yes. Have the sundae.
Is it like, is it kind of like that, but like soft cream?
Yes, exactly that.
Oh, my God.
And they made it very pretty. They put, there's like a little like thing on it. I thought it was white chocolate. And it was printed with the 40th anniversary on it. I thought it was white chocolate because that usually that stuff is white chocolate, right? When they do that.
Yeah.
No, it was candy.
Oh, cool.
You know, like the fun dips that we used to have as kids. Did you ever have that? You know, like the little like sugar sticky
like
lick
powder?
And you dip it into the candy.
You stick it in powder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the sign, the little piece of candy was the same kind of candy as the dipstick, I guess.
Oh, whoa. That's interesting.
Yeah. Like I thought it was going to be white chocolate because it usually is, right?
That's kind of new, right?
Yeah. So when I get into it, I'm like, oh, that's candy. Oh, it was really good.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And they put glitter on it, like edible glitter.
Yes. Okay, that's what I want. I want something that sparkles.
Yeah, it was really pretty. I was very happy with that.
That sounds really cute. Okay.
I think, yeah.
Where's that?
Ice cream cones.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll like that.
Yeah, so that sounds really cute.
Give that one a try. Entertainment-wise, other than the new parade.
There's a show at the show base.
Oh, they added the
40th best of hits show.
They added the 40th anniversary costumes at the end of Mouse Beat.
There you go.
At Disneyland and at Disney Sea, they have the sad greeting boat. I wish that boat needs to go away. They need to retire that thing.
If there was real entertainment, the boat would be fine because it would be bonus.
Yeah.
But as the main thing to see, the only anniversary entertainment is just so sad.
Yeah, I agree. If it was like in addition to, then fine. It's forgivable.
And it's like atmosphere. If you catch it, you catch it. It's like, oh, hey, the boat's going by. That's fun. But because it's the only thing to see the characters, people are waiting. And it's like this, like a boat driving by. And it's like, for what? What are we waiting for, people? Come on. Is this worth your time?
I saw people when I stayed at the MiraCosta a few weeks ago. Oh, that's another episode we have to do because I did the vacation package to try it out for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
But we were having breakfast at the Bella Vista Lounge and we were watching like people come into the park. Like we waited until the park opened just to kind of watch people pour in. Mm-hmm. And people were lining up at 8 a.m. or before that, like whatever, 7:30 or whatever time they let regular guests in, waiting for that freaking thing. Fair enough, but right. I wouldn't do it. I personally would not.
That's fine. I would not either. Like, to be honest, if I'm in the parks, I would probably just skip it altogether unless somebody wants to see it in our group.
If you're walking by and it happens to be going on,
that's fine.
That's cool. Yeah. Other than that, it's not worth waiting for. Your time is best served elsewhere.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Save the wait for Believe because that's freaking worth it.
Yes, Believe is worth it. Definitely. So yeah, that's the 40th anniversary. We'll talk a little bit more about it as it goes on later in the year, because I want to hear your thoughts on some of the food once you have it. I want to compare notes.
I don't know if I'm going to try any of the food because it looks freaking boring.
Hey, you just said
I might just eat at like the regular restaurant.
No, you said I'm going to eat the sundae. Yes, try the sundae at least. And the creme brulee churro.
Yeah, that I'm going to buy for sure.
And the elderflower drink. See, there you go. I got three things
for you. I don't know if I'm going to buy the elderflower drinks. I don't like sweet drinks.
How about you like elderflower? So get it.
I do. Yeah. Okay, I'll try it.
Get it and try it and come back. And now I'll think about it.
If we go in autumn, I want Halloween stuff. So hopefully they have like Halloween stuff.
I'm sure they will. Well, before we go, wonderful explorers, we're going to thank some other wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDR now. And yeah, we've got bonus episodes over there and you get early access to our newest episodes. So you get to hear them early before everybody else. Make sure you go and check it out. So big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, Beth, and Eli.
And thank you, Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie H, Michelle, Marie, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, K, Alexander, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, and Paige.
Thank you so much, explorers. And wherever you're listening to us, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our new episodes. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, they do have this new feature where you can send us questions on there. And we have some that we're going to go through in the next episode.
What? I'm excited. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to do that in the next one. So if you want a chance of your question being on the show, make sure you go and do that there. And if you're on Patreon, send us some questions too. All right. You can find us over on our website, tdrexplorer.com. Everything that we talked about here on the 40th anniversary is up on our website and also on our YouTube channel. So make sure you go and check that out if you are planning to visit during the 40th anniversary. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer. And I am the one that does not like crunchy drinks. No.
I don't like it. There's too many textures going on.
Yeah, too much. That's too much. And Joy, as always, is a wonderful Patricia.
I just want the washi tape.
Fair enough.
No. And you know what else I want?
What?
I want the Mickey Mouse review curtains.
I saw that.
Oh my God. We Amazing. Used to go so much. So much. We were there on the very last show.
Oh.
The last show on the last day. We went and cried like a bunch of big babies. it was like very emotional. You guys, tell us what you, if you're going, what you're looking forward to seeing, or if you've been, what you enjoyed when you went to the anniversary. And we'll see you next time. Keep exploring.
Bye, explorers. See you in the next one.
Bye-bye.